The real teaching of the great way. The real teaching of the great way. Buddha said, Subhuti, all the bodhisattva heroes should discipline their thoughts as follows. All living creatures of whatever class, born from eggs, born from wombs, from moisture, or by transformation, either with form or without form, whether in a state of thinking or exempt from thought necessity, or wholly beyond all thought realms, all these are caused by me to attain unbounded liberation, nirvana. Yet, when vast, uncountable, immeasurable numbers of beings have thus been liberated, verily, truly, no being has been liberated. Why is this, Subhuti? It is because no bodhisattva, who is a real bodhisattva, cherishes the idea of an ego entity, a personality, a being, or a separated individuality.
Looks complicated. Maybe now the difficult part starts. Maybe some people are worried. Oh, until now, some makes sense. But that difficult Diamond Sutra maybe is beginning. No, it's not difficult. Very, very, very simple.
So Subhuti says, the Buddha says, Subhuti, all the bodhisattva heroes. So a bodhisattva, bozal, in Korean Buddhism, a little bit mistake. Bozal means a 여성불자.
That's unfair. Everyone else, this is also bodhisattva. A bodhisattva, bozal. You see here, that's a Sade Bozal. Four great Bozals. Looked like a woman. But not a woman. Not a man. It's not woman, not man. It's not a thing. It's just a quality of your mind. It's just the quality of your mind. So we can't see our mind. What shape, what color, what form, how big, how small, how strong, how weak. We can't see that. So we use this kind of this drawing, this form, this something to show it. It's just like a mirror. Boom. You can't see your eyes. So you use a mirror. Boom. You can see your eyes. That's just what these are. But it's not a woman. It's not a man. Truly. Bodhisattva means this mind that strives for enlightenment. A mind that's working for enlightenment. And, more importantly, vowing. So much compassion. Vowing, I will not enter liberation. I will not enter nirvana until the last sentient being is saved. I will not go to heaven. If you're Christian, if you're a Christian bodhisattva, I will not go to heaven and stay with God until the last suffering being is saved. That's this Buddhism, infinite compassion, infinite, endless compassion. I vow I will never
stop this practice. I will never take a private liberation like people thought about the Hinayana Buddhism. I will not do that until everyone stops. Life after life after life after life after life. That's a bodhisattva. Okay? So it's not a person, it's not a thing. It's a quality of our mind. It's a vow. It's a direction. It's the essence of our mind. Okay? So we don't know how to consider that. So we make it into a statue. Ah, Quan Sai Bosa, Quan Sai Bosa, Quan Sai Bosa, Quan Sai Bosa. That's just me bowing to me. That's all. Okay? So the Buddha said, Subhuti, all bodhisattva heroes should discipline their thoughts as follows. All living creatures of whatever class, born from eggs, from wombs, from moisture, or by transformation, whether with form or without form, whether in a state of thinking or exempt from thought necessity, or wholly beyond all thought realms, all these are caused by me to attain unbounded liberation nirvana. So, Buddhism's concern is all life, not just human life, not just Buddhist life. Buddhist teaching is about saving all life. All life force is the same as me. Just like a little drop of rain, a little drop of rain is connected to Taepyeongyang. A little drop of rain is the same as the Pacific Ocean, the substance. The H2O is the same. Han River, Hudson River, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Pyeongchang, Sanmul. Did you know they said that the water that you drink has been recycled 100,000 times. It has been recycled. That means 100,000 times it has been toilet water. 100,000 times it has been river water. 100,000 times it has been ocean water. And we are 98% that water, our body. So that rain and me, my body, and the Hudson River, and a bird, and Osama bin Laden are not separate. It's all the same substance. So some religions or some teachings are about just our people, or just our religion. Other religion, not good. People go to hell, good. Good for them. They didn't believe like us, they go to hell. Tangyanaji. Buddhism compassion is infinite compassion. Because all substance is the same as me. My substance and your substance, it's the same substance. Right? We already showed that. It's the same substance. Our mind substance, it's the same. So, Buddha said, Subhuti, all bodhisattva heroes should discipline their thoughts as follows. All living beings. Yeah? You don't like to suffer. Buddhist compassion starts here. You don't like to suffer. If I go up in front of you and go, you go, Also, if you take a little like a little dish with a little amoeba, little amoeba in this dish swimming around, very happy. Very happy. No job, doesn't have to worry about anything. Then you take this amoeba swimming around. No, doesn't have to worry about politicians or problems or anything like that. Then you take a little drop of lemon juice, maybe. Little drop. And you put this in the water. The amoeba will try to get away. So, you don't want to suffer. Also, this amoeba trying to get away. So, same here. The Buddha's pointing at that. This universal compassion. Universal compassion. All living creatures of whatever class, born from eggs, that's like chickens, maybe fish too, from wombs, that's like mammals and human beings, from moisture, that's like amoeba, or by transformation, that's like spirit realm. Whether with form or without form. You know, in some religions, this creation or devils, we must fight them. Fight the devil. Fight the demons. Fight the demons. Kodokan's Haum. But in Buddhism, even we, in Jesus, we give food to the creation. They're unhappy. This ghost world. In the ceremony, the ancestor ceremony, we put food on the altar for the creation. To satisfy their mind. Make calm down. Good food. Tofu, dog, everything very good. Calm down. Now Dharma speak. Very interesting. So, or by transfer, whether with form or without form, whether in a state of thinking or exempt from thought necessity. So, whether rational beings or irrational beings. It means human beings or animals. We have compassion. All of these are caused by me to attain unbounded liberation nirvana. That means Buddha saves all beings. Buddha saves all beings. 중생무변소원도. All sentient beings are numberless. We vow to save them all. That's the Buddhist vow. Every morning we say that. Every morning in the Popdang we say that. Every morning in the Sampang we say that. Sentient beings, numberless, we vow to save them all. Every one of them. The good ones, the bad ones. Pretty ugly. Buddhist, not ugly. Buddhist. This is a very famous story. The great monk Kyung Ho Snim, who's our teacher. Kyung Ho Snim. In this bummek, in this line of transmission, Kyung Ho Snim was walking with his student, Yong Song Snim. They're walking in the mountain, summer day, very hot. Then they're walking in the mountains and they come by a little pond, a little hosu. And there are these little boys. And these little boys are selling frogs. Geigori. What they do is they catch the frogs in the pond, then they put a little string on the leg and they tie it to the table. It's like a lemonade stand. You know, in America, young people, when we're little, you know, we make a little lemonade stand. You put a little sign here. That time when I was a young guy, 5 cents. 5 cents, one cup lemonade. Then you earn a little money, maybe $2. That's very big money that time. It's like buja. $2. So, then these little boys, but this Korean little lemonade stand was different that time, because no lemonade. Frogs. Geigori. Selling frogs. Then these little frogs are jumping around, trying to, but they cannot leave, because little string tied to here, tied to the frog. Then people walking in the mountains, very hot, walking in the mountains, very hungry, then they have this little snack. Pay a little money, get a froggy, go home, make a fire, then 맥주 한 잔 해가지고, then little fry this frog, then you have anju. So really these little boys have a little anju stand, seng anju. Maybe, I don't know. So then Kyung Ho Snim is walking around in the mountains with his student, Yong Song Snim. Then they walk, then they see this. Then Yong Song Snim says, oh, teacher, please, you sit here. I go do something. Then this Kyung Ho Snim says, okay, no problem. So Kyung Ho Snim sits down, sitting down. Then Yong Song Snim goes up. Ya, edra. Kids, how much I want to buy all the frogs. Oh, wonderful. The kids, oh, wow, wonderful. maybe, I don't know, 천원. Oh, 천원 or something. Okay, then Jungsang says, no problem, I have money. Then, wow, the kid's very happy. Then they sell all these frogs. Jungsang takes all the frogs. Then the kids, very happy. They dancing, singing, run away. They can go home early. Then Jungsang takes these frogs, then he walks and into the water. Wonderful, bangsaeng. That's a bangsaeng. Swim around. Very happy, frogs. Then Jungsang Sing, also very happy. I did good thing. Goes back to his teacher. Teacher, let's go. Then Kyung Ho-sim said, oh, Kyung Ho-sim, that time he's watching. Then, oh, Jungsang, what did you do? Then Jungsang said, teacher, I just saved all these frogs. Sorry, keep you waiting. I had to save these frogs. And Kyung Ho-sim said, oh? And Jungsang-sim said, yeah, these little boys selling these frogs. People take them home and buy a frog, take them home. 맥주 한잔 촥 해가지고 frog 구워가지고 먹는 거야. So I saved these frogs. Then Kyung Ho-sim said, oh, you saved these frogs? You will go to hell. You go to hell. Then Kyung Ho-sim, totally shocked. I go to hell? Kyung Ho-sim, yes, you go to hell. Then Kyung Ho-sim, why I go to hell, teacher? Kyung Ho-sim said, you have I. You think I saved these frogs. This I take you to hell. So that's an amazing story. If you have I, even you do good thing, yeah, go to hell means some suffering. Even Jesus talked about this in the Gospels. Yeah, these people come into the temple. 내가 돈 있어요. Putting the money in very slowly into the box. Money. You know, big, everyone can see it's like 10만 원 수표. No envelope, then put in. Jesus said, that's low class boshi mind. Because showing this eye, I'm helping the synagogue, the temple. So Jesus said, that's very low class. But then this very poor woman comes in. She only one coin. And and then go. He said, that's more, better giving. Has no eye. So that's very interesting. So look at this. This is talking about this. The Buddha said, even when vast, uncountable, immeasurable numbers of beings have thus been liberated, truly no being has been liberated. Why is this, Subhuti? It's because no bodhisattva, who is a true bodhisattva, cherishes the idea of an ego entity. I saved these guys. A personality, a being, or a separated individuality. So, very interesting. So if you have I, the first teaching of the Diamond Sutra is, he said, if you want to have a mindful life, you want to have a geoinen maom, don't make I. Don't hold I. Already then, you are free. So this is from this tradition in Buddhism called bangsaeng, which is, in Buddhism, we release creatures. We release creatures. I thought this bangsaeng was kind of a little stupid idea. Even I was Buddhist monk, a little bit I had this idea. Then I went to Hong Kong. Korea bangsaeng we do a little bit. Chinese people really do bangsaeng. It's unbelievable. In fact, in our school, in our tradition, one of our very greatest people for their very sincere mind and great attainment and great compassion is a person by the name of Dai Guan Sanim. She's a bhikkhuni in Hong Kong. She's a very great nun.
And when I went to Hong Kong one of the first times, they said, oh, we have bangseng. And what they do is the monks in the temple they raise lots of money, do some ceremony or something, raise money, big bongtu money, then go to the marketplace. Everybody saw maybe in China these marketplaces. Every kind of creature. You know, what's this sokdam about the Chinese people? Da mongnen go. Eat everything. In China, if it moves, they eat it. This kind of thing, the desk, not so much they eat. Microphone, not so much eat. Something move, even a little bit, eat. You can eat, okay? It's a very interesting cooking culture. So what the monks do is they get all this money, they go to the market, everything, birds, pigs, monkeys, rats, snakes, everything, everything, everything. So the monks go to the market, and when the shopkeepers see this, they're very happy. Because the monks come and just buy everything. Then the people can close the store, go home early, you know, watch TV. So they get all these things. Then I thought, use that money, maybe make hospital is good. Maybe use that money, maybe fix temple is good. Why buy these animals? Send outside. I don't know. Anyway, we go. So they buy all of these birds. Many birds. They're in these bamboo cages. And they're stacked up in the markets. And the birds, you know, birds, I told this story a few weeks ago, but you have to hear it again, maybe, some of you. Birds are very clean creatures. You know, birds are always there putting water on themselves and, you know, flicking it around. And, you know, we make a bird bath in America, little dish with water in it. And the birds like to splash water. They're very clean by nature. But in these cages, the cages are stacked. So the birds are very dirty. And the poopy from the birds falls down on other birds. So it's all on them and they're very sad, very unhappy. And it's very dark. They can't move. So this temple bought many, many, many cages of these birds. Then they rented a car, went into the mountains. Then I'm sitting there in a car, in a big bongo cha, big van with all of these birds, and I'm thinking, this is really not necessary. Then we get into the mountains, and we go to a river area where there's a little stream, and put all the bird cages there. Not open it yet. Don't open it yet. Then ready to open. Then we're chanting. I think, this is interesting. But this chanting, your mind becomes very clear. Now I know why. This chanting, you get this one mind. All this thinking goes away. Then just this very clear mind. It's just like a mirror. You, when you clean this mirror, it can reflect. It can reflect. It can reflect very clearly. So chanting. All sunnims chanting. All the lay people chanting. And ringing bell, chanting. These birds a little bit, like, what's going on? Some interesting thing. They can feel something. Then, 1 minute, then Dae Kwan Sim says, okay. Then, open up. All birds leave. And really this happened. It's really most interesting things. These birds fly out, and many of them stop and turn around. And flying in front of us, looking at us. Really, this happens. Then they fly into this water and splashing and very happy. In the car, not so much the birds, no. Cheep. 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 But come out, then they're splashing in the water. So loud. You can't talk to each other, but we're just chanting. Then these birds, really this happened. Really, the birds cleaning themselves. Then they're very light, very happy sound. I would never believe this if somebody told me, but I saw it. Then we also very happy. Until that point, I'm very tired. We go to the market. We must carry these things. We get this dong all over us, you know, carrying them and into the car. You know, Hong Kong's a very hot place. So I'm in a car with like 2,000 birds. Then it's very hot. The air conditioner doesn't work very well, you know, bang, bang, bang. So someone's stupid idea, someone opens a window, then all this wind comes in into the bird cages, feathers coming out and this dirt, and close the window. So it's not so good mood. And working and everybody's in the car, you know, Hong Kong, you know, China, 1 billion people. In each van is like, you know, 30 people in a van. You know, there's all this food and everything, Moktoks and everything, and they're, you know, Chinese people talking, you know, so it's all no problem, but you know, that's the situation. So, but then you get out the chanting, as the mind becomes a little clear. Then these birds go out chanting. Everything's very happy. This energy is very clear, very happy. And these birds, some of them didn't leave. I would say maybe half of them just stay around us. You would think they don't like human beings. You would think that. But they're very happy and singing. First time I realized, wow, it's the same. Their happiness and my happiness, it's the same substance. It's the same substance. And then I realized why. They said, oh, when we had these birds in the cages, we also feel their sadness. So that's why a little bit down. Other people said, yeah, Bang Sang, when you do this, the animal sadness, you can feel it. But you don't know it. But something is affecting you. It's like a smell, like a bad smell. It goes into your clothing, into your mind. But when they're free, you're also free. This point. So, if you say those birds are liberated, that's a mistake. Their substance and your substance, it's the same substance. So to say, oh, that bird is liberated, that's a mistake. That's separation. So the Buddha says, when vast, uncountable, immeasurable numbers of beings have thus been liberated, truly no being has been liberated. Why is this, Subhuti? It is because no bodhisattva, who is a real bodhisattva, cherishes the idea of an ego entity, a personality, a being, or a separated individuality. So there's no separation. Me and you, it's the same substance. There's no me, there's no you. Again, how do you prove that? Oh, some people. Like that. If you didn't have Buddha nature, the same as me, you wouldn't go, like that. It's the same thing. So is there a separate thing between me and you? No. Everyone heard that bird the same time. Okay? Does anyone have any questions about that? It's very simple. So the third chapter of it, the Buddha says, there's no separate ego. It's all the same substance. Another way I often prove it is, you know, you often see with a dog. A dog is like that. When you're very sad, a dog goes, and they come up very close. The dog is crying. If you're crying, your dog is crying. That because the dog already has no separate eye. So when you're sad, the dog is sad. And when you're happy, the dog is jumping up. Just like that. Same substance, not separate. So that's the first teaching that the Buddha talks about. Okay? Okay. We will look at the chapter 4 very quickly. Chapter 4. Even the most beneficent practices are relative. Furthermore, Subhuti, in the practice of charity, a bodhisattva should be detached. In the practice of charity, a bodhisattva should be detached. That is to say, he should practice charity without regard to appearances, without regard to sound, odor, touch, flavor, or any quality. Subhuti, thus should the bodhisattva practice charity without attachment. Wherefore, in such a case, his merit is incalculable. Subhuti, what do you think? Can you measure all the space extending eastward? No, world-honored one, I cannot. Then can you, Subhuti, measure all the space extending southward, westward, northward, or in any other direction, including nadir and zenith? Can you measure all that space? No, world-honored one, I cannot. Well, Subhuti, equally incalculable is the merit of the bodhisattva who practices charity without any attachment to appearances. Subhuti, bodhisattvas should persevere one-pointedly in this instruction. So, very, very, very important. Practice charity without any attachment to appearance. That's all. Charity means giving money. Charity means giving food. Charity means giving something to drink. Charity means how are you doing? Charity means helping somebody. Charity means giving something. Charity also means receiving something. Charity. Give charity without expectation. Understand? So whenever we give something, in the back of our mind, if I give this, I get something. If I do this for him, they will give me something. Then we have a little list. In our mind, little record. I did something for them. I did 5 things for them, but they never helped me. Why not? So, if you're attached to that, maybe you have a problem. But if you're not attached to that, even you see that, you can still help them. You can still help them. You can still help them. So, charity without attachment, appearances. That's all. So, it's a very famous teaching. The Emperor Wu, very famous story, Emperor Wu of Liang, the great emperor. That time he built many temples, he built many stupas, he gave clothing and food and bowls and temples to many monks, many, many, many monks. Then when Bodhidharma came from India, this great monk from India, Dalmadesa, came from India, come, bring him to me. Then he came. Then the emperor, the great Bodhidharma, good monk. This Bodhidharma knows everything about Buddhism. So Emperor Wu said, I know you. Maybe you don't know me. I'm Emperor Wu. And I did many good things for Buddhism. I built many temples. I had many Kyungjun, many sutras translated. I helped many sannyasins. Money for clothing, for food. So much I did. What do I get? What do I get for this? And Bodhidharma is great. Nothing. You got nothing. You didn't get anything for that. The Emperor of China totally shocked. Normal? So then this emperor was shocked because he expected, I do this, 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 I go to heaven, I get this, maybe I get that, maybe I get a nice car, maybe I get this, maybe I get this, maybe I get this, maybe I get this, maybe I get, I must get something. But this is Bodhidharma's teaching. He cut that. That's wrong Buddhism. That's wrong Christianity. So he said, what do I get? Bodhidharma said, nothing. Then the emperor said, that's crazy. What do you teach? You don't teach this Buddhism. I heard if I do good things, I get good things. What is the highest teaching of Buddhism then? He said, what is the highest teaching of Buddhism? And Bodhidharma said, no holiness, just complete emptiness. Complete, attain this universe is empty. Attain that. That's Buddhism. Don't expect some reward. Don't expect some gongdok or something. Don't expect that. Just attain emptiness. And the emperor completely, 성질 났어요. Completely upset. Then he said, who are you?
"You bad man, how can you talk to me like this? Who are you?" And Buddha said, "Don't know." Totally shocking. So three ways Bodhidharma shocked him. You don't get a reward. Buddhism means attain emptiness, that the universe is empty. Everything is empty, which is wonderful. And the third thing is, don't know. Nothing, nothing, nothing. That's what Buddha says here. Furthermore, Subhuti, in the practice of charity, a bodhisattva should be detached. A bodhisattva should be detached. Very important point. That is to say, he should practice charity without regard to appearances, without regard to sound, odor, touch, flavor, or any quality. That's all. When you give, just give. When you're nice to someone, that's charity. That's also boshi. Boshi is not just money. Oh, of course, that's very nice, boshi. But it's not the only kind. Someone is sad, you help them. That's boshi. Someone is hungry, you give them food. That's boshi. Someone is thirsty, you give them something to drink. That's boshi. Someone is confused, you help them. That's boshi. But don't expect anything. Approval. Don't expect that they like you either. Because if you do, you suffer. The biggest suffering you have in your life is that. Subhuti, thus should the bodhisattva practice charity without attachment. Practice charity without attachment, without expectation for something. Wherefore? Because if you can practice charity without attachment, if you can practice charity without expectation, just do good things just to do it, you get even more merit. You get even higher merit. You get even higher... Yeah, but it's not getting something. But it is. Subhuti, what do you think? Can you measure all the space in this direction? No. Can you measure space in that direction? No. Can you measure it here, 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 here? No. No, teacher, you cannot measure that much space. And then the Buddha says, well, Subhuti, equally immeasurable, equally incalculable is the merit of the bodhisattva who practices charity without any attachment to appearances. Equal merit. That much, as that much space, you get that much merit. But remember, it's like space. It's empty. Just like Bodhidharma said to Emperor Wu. What kind of merit did I get? Nothing. The Emperor said, oh, then what's the teaching of Buddhism? And Bodhidharma said, attain emptiness, completely clear like space. That merit that you get in Buddhism is the insight into emptiness. It's the highest merit. Giving is empty, getting is empty. Giving is empty, getting is empty. That's the highest merit, the best. Other merit changes. But that merit never changes. Subhuti, bodhisattvas should persevere one-pointedly in this instruction. Okay, one more chapter for today, chapter 5. Understanding the ultimate principle of reality. Understanding the ultimate principle of reality. This is a key chapter for the talking part of the Diamond Sutra. Understanding the ultimate principle of reality. This is great. This is the Buddha talking. Subhuti, what do you think? I love this style the Buddha has. It's like two friends having a dial, but it's teacher and student. But Subhuti, what do you think? Is the Tathagata Yare Bul Puchanim, is the Buddha to be recognized by some material characteristic? Is the Buddha recognized by a material characteristic, a certain form? Is the Buddha have a certain form? Does the Buddha have a certain shape? You know, this is Buddha, that's not Buddha. Is that true? especially that time, there was this 32 characteristics of a Buddha. Buddha has to have a long ear. You know, you look at this, that long ear, and has to have curls, hair curls like this. 32 qualities. Bigfoot. Everything. His body. This. That's a Buddha. His chest is a certain way. His nose is a certain way. His skin color is a certain way. That was a certain characteristic of the Buddha. Three lines. Look at every Buddha statue. 1, 2, 3. Our teacher also had 1, 2, 3. But that's a secret. Sukhsan Khunsin, 1, 2, 3. Many times I looked at him, wow. Then, oh, that's a Diamond Sutra, not, that, I'm sorry. But that time, many people were attached to this. What is a Buddha? What is a Buddha? Well, 32 characteristics. Oh, that person, that's a Buddha? Check. Okay. Oh, but this, they don't have that. That's not a Buddha. So, he's hitting that. Sabuti, what do you think? Is the Buddha, is the Tathagata to be recognized by some material characteristic? No, world-honored one. The Tathagata cannot be recognized by any material characteristic. That's beautiful. That's so amazing. That means no attachment to the Buddha. Wherefore? Because the Tathagata has said that material characteristics are in fact not material characteristics. Material characteristics. This is my hand. This is my hand. That's a material characteristic, my hand. But come back in 80 years. In 80 years, look at my hand. That's not my hand. That's a bones. That's a dust. In 80 years. So this characteristic is not a true characteristic. This desk, my body, this pupdang, this will disappear. This earth, it's a temporary form. It's not real. So, the Buddha said, correct. Sabuti, good student. Wheresoever are material characteristics, there is delusion. Wheresoever are material characteristics, there is delusion. But whoever perceives that all characteristics are in fact no characteristics, perceives the Tathagata. So, where's Buddha? I want to see Buddha. Where is Buddha? Where is Buddha? How can I see Buddha? Right there. The sound of the river, that's Buddha. The sound of a cough, that's Buddha. The thing that heard that, that's Buddha. It doesn't have a certain shape. It doesn't have a certain form. Your mind, your true nature, that's Buddha. It has no shape, no form. That's what this is pointing to. So, that time people were attached to this kind of Buddha. To this kind of Buddha. Actually, in early Buddhism, there was no form for the Buddha. For many hundreds of years, no Buddha statues. In pure Buddhism, no Buddha statues. We do Sonbulgyo. We do the Zen Buddhism. So in the Sompangs, usually, there's no Buddha. You go to Songguangsa into the Sompang, there's no Buddha. It's a big mirror. It's a big mirror. So when you stand in front of the mirror, oh, Miguksik Puchinim. Korean person comes, Korean Puchinim. Bird flies past, bird Puchinim. Everything is Buddha, okay? So this is pointing that out. So, first thing is, he's talking about charity is empty, must be empty. True charity is empty. No idea charity. Just do it. When someone is hungry, give them food. When someone's thirsty, give them drink. Don't expect anything. Just do it. That's true charity. Actually, the reward is much greater. if you don't expect the reward. Second teaching here, very great. Buddha doesn't have a form. Everything is Buddha. What's not Buddha? Okay? Very simple point. So does anyone have any questions about that? No questions?